We're chatting this morning with Hans Belts. Hans has just taken over the ownership of the Wine Tourism Conference. That conference that for the past 9 years has brought together intellectual capital, thought leaders, and innovations in the industry, and has really been a think tank for new thinking, discussing old challenges, and looking at trends in the wine and tourism industry. And it's a unique combination because wine tourism, everybody who comes to South Africa does a wine tour, but this puts the science behind wine tourism into context for everybody and all the thinking work that goes behind this amazing offering that we have in South Africa and contextualized also within the global context. Hans, it's a great pleasure to have you on Jet Setting with Janet. I'm so excited for your acquisition and I'm so excited to be chatting to you to hear all about the Wine Tourism Conference 2025.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you very much for having me. I'm really happy to be here as well.
Phenomenal. So tell us the story about the conference and how it came to be and what your future plans are for it.
Sure, no problem. Long story short, I've spent a lot of my past career in management consulting. It was probably about 18 months ago, I was sitting with, one of my educational things was I did an MBA. And about 18 months ago, I was sitting with three of my friends from my MBA, and it had been 20 years since we had started it. And we were all at the stage in our careers where we were looking at, to do something a little different. I think we've done the corporate thing, and we were looking to do something that would be a bit more fulfilling professionally and personally. And we thought we'd start a small consulting company on the side, but one that would be focused on small and medium-sized enterprises. And something that we could get more tangibly involved in the projects, as opposed to just being what a lot of traditional management consulting is, a lot of theoretical knowledge and transfer and that sort of thing. So we set that up, and then we got a couple of small contracts in various industries, but obviously looking to expand the business. And one of the industries that we were looking at was the wine industry. We just think South Africa has got such an incredible wine industry, and even though we rate it as probably one of the best countries when it comes to wine tourism globally, there's still a massive room for improvement. The wine farms that do it superbly well don't necessarily do it superbly well every single time, and obviously
Exactly.
the smaller and medium-sized ones, they have certain budgets that they have to work within, but the level of service isn't necessarily what we'd expect for something that should be world-class. And obviously then we started to get involved in the wine industry. We started to meet as many people as we could to find out about it and find out what the challenges were. And one of the things that I did through that process was I attended the wine conference last year. And at the conference, Margie Biggs, who founded it and has been running it for the last 9, 10 years, she announced that she was taking a change of career, and she was looking to sell the conference to somebody who could take it further. We had a chat, and we thought this might be a good opportunity just to maybe entrench ourselves a little bit more in the market, and obviously use it as an in to meet more people and find out more where we could be of value. And we had the further discussions with her, and lo and behold, she was fortunate enough to trust us with it. And here we are now, pretty far along planning this year's event. But very excited. The more we get involved, and the more we speak to people, and the more we find out about how they rate the conference and the value that it adds, it just builds our excitement levels even more and more. So we're really, really excited to be custodians of the brand and looking forward to make it much more valuable to the industry going forward.
What a wonderful synergy of energies, Hans. I think it really is phenomenal the way it has evolved over the last couple of years. And I'm really excited about your vision and where you're going to be taking it to. And I know that you have a BCom economics and an MBA, and you're going to be bringing a lot of thought capital to this process and really looking at the business behind the Wine Tourism Conference. So, future plans, let's hear about what you hope to achieve. I know that you're looking to enhance collaboration, obviously, but let's hear it from you.
That's right. So I mean, being our first year that we're running it, we are aware with all our experience and knowledge that we're probably going to do some very stupid mistakes because none of us have conference planning as a professional skill. So we've gone a little bit conservative with this year. So it follows pretty much the format of previous years where we've got six main speakers. Two of them are international, and we have made a few small changes. But generally speaking, it's a one-day event. And we're going to touch on two main themes. But one of the downsides of the previous conferences is that with a one-day event, you can't really deep dive into topics. And what we found with speaking to people is they said the conference would be invaluable to them, but there'd either be no follow-up or they always felt there was an extra day lacking to really get to grips with the topic. So our
That's
plan.
interesting because it used to be over 2 days in the past.
That's right, and Margie has reasons for changing it back down to one day. But what we will be doing going on from next year is we're going to revert back to the 2-day formula,
Yes.
and what we're going to do is there's a couple of things that we think on a high level we can add value. So it'll be 2 days, two different topics. We want to split the days when it comes to venues. We have a long established relationship with Stellenbosch Wine Routes, and we'd like to keep the main day with them. So our main topic day, but we think that there's a lot of people in other wine routes, and we're not necessarily talking wine routes that are hundreds of kilometers away, but there's a lot of people who find it difficult to be able to get to Stellenbosch. So we'd like to perhaps have the first day at a different location, just so that we can try and share the knowledge to a greater audience. We're also cognizant of the
I
fact
love
that.
that. I love that, Hans, because there is a lot that is happening off center from Stellenbosch. And I think it's a great opportunity for other routes to get involved. I mean, there's beautiful developing routes, there's other established ones. So I'm really interested to see what your other locations are going to be. So good luck with that. And
Oh,
I'm
thank you,
super
Janet. I mean,
excited for you.
yes, definitely, we are as well. It's funny when you look at South African wine routes, the three, I can call them the silverback gorillas of the South African wine route field. It's Stellenbosch, Franschhoek, and Constantia, and they're so well developed, and their level is generally at such a high standard that sometimes it's hard to think of how can we add value to them, whereby there's a lot of guys who are trying to raise their level, and they're the ones who I think probably need a little bit more assistance. But anyway, so that's what we're planning on doing that as well. And then we're going to try and take the focus away from just being a theoretical transfer of knowledge, and try and make it more tangible. So even with our speakers that we're getting this year, we've tried to tell them that when you do come, you can have a, obviously you have to have some theoretical knowledge and knowledge share on the topic, but we've asked them to try and make their talks as practical as possible. So give practical examples. We've set up at the end of the towards the end of the afternoon on the conference day, we've set up a session called Fireside Chats. And literally what this is where every member of the panel and every speaker we'll get an own room, a little small boardroom, and then members who attend the conference can go and spend time with them, even if it's 5 minutes, saying, "Oh, you mentioned this. Can we chat about that? I've got this problem. Can you give me a few minutes, your thoughts initially of it?" Even if it's just a case of, "I'd love to chat to you about a problem that I've had. Here's my business card. I'll be in touch with you next week." So we really want to try and push that tangible, practical knowledge sharing, and try and get that momentum going within the industry as a whole.
Phenomenal. I'm loving it. I like the fireside chats because it brings those lofty speakers that you see up on the podium that you never get to engage with one-on-one. Just brings them closer to you, and it really gives an opportunity to forge relationships. So that is phenomenal. Thank you, Hans. So we've got collaboration, we've got expertise, we've got innovation. There's really a big focus on connections and partnerships. What is the social program looking like for the conference?
So this year, as mentioned, we're going a little bit conservative. We will have a speaker and sponsor dinner the night before. So all our speakers, including the international ones who will be coming over, as well as our sponsors, and then obviously some of the key members of the wine industry will be having a dinner the evening before. On the end of the conference, we have a 2-hour wine tasting. We're very happy that Stellenbosch Wine Routes have come aboard, and they'll be conducting a 2-hour wine tasting for us of some of the finest wines from the Stellenbosch area. And then that evening, we will be having a small VIP dinner, which will we're trying to keep it to probably about four or five of the most influential members of the wine industry in South Africa. And that will be to lay the basis for some of the collaborative and ideas that we have going for the next year. So it's trying to just get those connections going, trying to show people that we're trying to think of things in a new way and do things slightly differently, and hopefully get everybody to buy into what we see as our vision for the next 3 to 5 years of the Wine Tourism Conference.
Phenomenal, Hans. And then just to zoom in on you, Hans,
Yes.
obviously a seasoned wine drinker, because I see that you have done the Business of Wine course at the Graduate School of Business, and then of course the Gerhard Jiest winemaking course. Is there any wine that is happening in your garage as we speak, or
No, unfortunately,
any
I wish.
special label?
Nothing being made in my garage, but I don't know, for some reason I've managed to get myself a couple of cases of Alhite Cartology, which I'm actually loving at the moment. They're disappearing far quicker than they should. But that's what I'm enjoying at the moment.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Hans. We'll go and look for that. Is that available on the shelves, or do we need to chat to you directly for that special collection?
I can point you in the right direction. I think there are still a few cases available through one or two of their distributors, but it is quite rare. So
Wonderful.
grab it if you can find
Wonderful. Well, Hans, how wonderful to chat to you this morning. I'm super excited for the direction that this is moving in. Having had sight of the conference for several years now, I'm wishing you and the team all of the best as you embark on this very exciting journey. And I can just see the vision of how it's going to grow. So well done on that. And we will see you at the conference.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you very much for having me and for the good wishes. We appreciate it.
All the best, Hans.
Thank you. Keep well.